never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You never gave up on me.
WJTL bringing you the afters. You never gave up on me. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Yes, good morning. Weather-wise today, it's going to be sunny and breezy, a little bit cooler than we've had this weekend. High of 55. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 32. And your winning Wednesday looking partly sunny and breezy, high of 56. And right now, we're seeing about 40 in Mannheim, York, Harrisburg, and 41 in Lancaster.
Our very special guests this morning from Align Life Ministries, our friend Julie Baum is here. She's the Director of Support Relations. Erica Allgaier, the Events Coordinator. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
Love having you both here. Julie, tell us about Align Life and what you guys do.
Yeah, thank you. So Align Life Ministries, we align with God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus and to champion the sacredness of human life. And the biggest way we do that around here is through our Align Pregnancy Services Ministry. And that's where we reach out to people facing unexpected pregnancies, unsupported pregnancies, parents who are struggling with parenting of young children, and people who are struggling with a past abortion decision. And we have free services for them, like free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, baby supplies, prenatal and parenting education, and then abortion recovery ministry as well. And we are so excited, Fred, because we are moving in Ephrata. The Lord has provided us with a larger location so
that's cool.
We can provide free ultrasounds in Ephrata.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
And when's that move going to happen?
Sometime later this year. Okay. We are in the process of renovating the building that we bought. It's at the other end of town on the same street. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah.
And we're able to do ultrasounds there then. So may I tell you an ultrasound story?
I would love, I love when you share stories with us.
So we had a client. It was so cool. She came in. She was unexpectedly pregnant, and her boyfriend just was not happy about this, and he really wasn't wanting her to continue the pregnancy, so she was scared. But the interesting thing was that the boyfriend's parents were totally in favor of her carrying the baby to term. Mm. So we had offered her an ultrasound, and she asked if the boyfriend's parents could come along, and we
were like, absolutely.
So we showed them the baby. Her baby was 8 weeks along. You could see the little flickering heartbeat. It was just so great. And but the boyfriend refused to come. She asked us if she could take pictures, and she said, I'm going to try to talk to him one more time. So she went home, and we were praying like crazy, and she showed him the pictures, and they just melted his heart. He became completely on board, decided to come along to classes with her, and they now have a beautiful baby girl and are learning to parent this child together. So it was a really cool ultrasound.
That.
A powerful tool that God provides.
It is a powerful tool. God is at work through what you guys are doing. And Erica Allgaier is with us this morning. Erica, you're the brand new events coordinator, and you have the Move for Life coming up, celebrating 40 years of ministry with Align Life. Tell us about the event.
Praise God, yeah. So Move for Life is on Saturday, May 10th from 8 to 11:30 in the morning. There's going to be food trucks, bounce houses, live worship, pony rides, yard games, and so much more.
And it's happening right here at the Junction Center.
Right here at the Junction
Center. So exciting. If people want to sign up, they go to your website.
Yes, they can sign up on our website at AlignLifeMinistries.org.
It's your biggest fundraiser of the year. Why should listeners be involved with what's happening here?
Yes, we would love for you to be involved because Move for Life is an opportunity to proclaim Jesus in life to the people of Lancaster and Lebanon counties. And honestly, these could be some of the most important miles you'll walk or run all year long.
Yeah, do you have a goal as far as financially?
We do. Our goal is to raise $355,000 this year.
Awesome. Yeah. I hope you reach that goal. How's it going so far?
It's going awesome. Yes, great. We've been so excited to see the amount of participants that have already signed up this year. And if you're interested in signing up and you haven't done it before, we can do it for our first year together.
Yeah, because it's your first year being here too.
It's my first year running it, yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, you also have a fun zone that you're going to be having that
day? We do, yeah, yep. So our fun zone, like I said, includes the bounce houses, pony rides, and this year we're going to actually have a baby goat petting area.
I am so excited about that.
There.
That's really good. Where are you getting your goats from? You
know? Bats Farm, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's one of our donors. She's great. She just was like, hey, we're going to have these baby goats. Do you want us to bring them to the move? And we're like, yes, please.
Yes. How much fun. So if people want to sign up, they can do that online.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Go to AlignLifeMinistries.org. The walk is coming up May the 10th. It's right here at the Junction Center. It's the Move for Life now. There's a walk. There's a run. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on. And we are praying for good weather for that day.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming today. We love having you here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to invite you again. Be a part of this year's Move for Life, May 10th at the Junction Center, AlignLifeMinistries.org. Back to the music we go with Jason Crabb. Good morning, Mercy, WJTL.